Welcome to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. We'll cover the topics that you want to talk about, from hobbies to relationships to peer pressure. It's all about living life as a Supergirl, right here on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, here are your hosts.
Thank you, and welcome to the program, Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Callie, and today I'm going to be talking about back to school. So recently this week, I kind of started middle school. It was like 3 weeks ago. Yeah. And it was kind of a new school because I just switched schools, but it goes from kindergarten. No, actually, I think they have preschool there. Preschool to eighth grade. And so it's not like an actual middle school where you go to like a different school for seventh and eighth. It's just like all K through eight. So, yeah. And it was a new school and everyone kind of knew each other. But that's all right, because they were all really nice, and I was really excited. But so last week, the power word that I chose for myself was brave. And I was brave this week by being very confident in myself. And if I had any ideas, I always like told them to other people instead of keeping them in. And the other power word that Rinsley gave me was empowered. And I was empowered this week by being independent and courageous and always trying my hardest at everything I did instead of just kind of like flaking off on it. And this week, one of the power words I chose for myself is hardworking. I think I can be hardworking this week by trying my hardest at anything, school or the musical I'm in, or just pretty much anything. I'll just try my hardest that I can possibly do. The other power word I chose for myself this week is happy, and I can be happy this week by just trying my hardest to be fun and just being myself and not to let anything sad take over my mood or personality or anything. So far, middle school is pretty fun. I mean, like, no matter what school you go to or what grade you're going to be in, there's always going to be like something that brings you down no matter what. But this school has been really, really fun so far. This year, people get to try out for sports teams. I didn't try out for volleyball because I really don't want to hurt my hand, like to play with guitar, but I probably want to try out for softball when it's softball season. Even though that I have more of a chance hurting my hand in that, but that's okay. So I'm probably going to start doing softball if I make it to the team, which is, I think, in winter. So it'll be much cooler outside. Yeah, I'm excited. So then some other things we kind of get the privilege to is we kind of get to switch classes more. And there's dances and, yeah, all this crazy stuff. But some of the things that I've experienced is I really like having a schedule because last year we switched kind of classes, but we had like the same schedule every day. Like one would be math or reading or science, and we did the exact same thing every day. And this school runs in a 6-day schedule, so we have a new schedule every day. And I kind of like that part because I get to have like a new teacher, a new class, and a bunch of different students in, and I get to like meet more people instead of just having like one or two classrooms and meeting like the exact same students in every class and stuff. So I think it's really fun doing that. Some of my favorite parts so far is I really like English. I don't know why. It's just really fun. And my teacher is really, really nice. And like, we're reading the same book right now. And whenever a word like in that book pops up in class, we're just like, oh yeah, that's from the book we're reading. And everyone just kind of stares at us like we're weird, but that's all right. But I really like reading and stuff. And I actually have a book report due already. Yeah. But that's okay because I like book reports. No, and actually, I just like books. I don't like the report part. That's okay. I'll have to do it anyways. So I think kind of the kids at this school, in any school really, they kind of try to fit into a specific group. And it's kind of a little, not awkward, it's just kind of, they kind of leave everyone out if you're not friends with them or you're not friends with the people that they're friends with. Because I've noticed, like, there's this group of girls in my math class that always talks and hangs out together. And whenever anyone will try to come in the conversation, they'll just totally ignore them. And then there's this group of guys in lunch that are kind of rude and like say a bunch of mean things. And basically, I know in every group, kind of, there's at least one or two of the kids that are actually nice and kind, but all of the other kids in their group kind of try and pressure them into, like, not talking to someone or not including anyone. And I think, like, the cliques and, like, groups that they're in is, I really don't like it because it kind of defines who you are, which it shouldn't. Because, like, if you're in a group with people that really like basketball, yeah, there's one, like, you can't talk to anyone else. That's how they kind of represent it. And but there are a few where I like a bunch of people, since I'm like, I don't know, the new girl, they're all like, oh, we want to talk to her, see what she's like and stuff. So I've hung out with like a bunch of different people. And whenever I'm hanging out with maybe one group, I'll say, hey, to one of my other friends. And the people I'm hanging out with will say, why are you talking to her? Ew, no, just don't. Shh. And I'll be, well, she's kind of my friend. And then another group I'll go to, I'll say hey to someone else, and they'll be like, hey, come over here, talk to us. And it's just a little weird, because I know a bunch of my friends, they'll act differently when they're with one group of people, and then when they're with another, they're kind of mean. And I really don't like people like that, because really, if other people can change your personality that quickly, then maybe that really isn't your personality if you're hanging out with people that are doing that. And it's actually really rude. And yeah, I really don't like specific groups that you have to hang out with. They just kind of bug me. So this year so far, I've been a good student. It's only been 3 weeks and I'm really scared. But some ways to be like a better student. I know, because mostly when you think school, you think like, oh, hanging out with friends and, oh yeah, stupid homework. But it really is important to be a good student. And some ways that I've done it is I always really try to get my assignments done on time, because it seems like they kind of take longer and they're more annoying when you're late. Because I know, like, last year I had about 3 or 4 missing math assignments that I hadn't turned in. And it was way worse than it would have been if I just did it and, like, turned it in, than having to do it all at the same time and turn it in right before the quarter so I don't get an F. And it's really just easier to turn things in on time than just to wait, because it takes longer if you wait, because you're like, oh, this is taking so long. Why can't I stop this? Please help me. But if you do it right away, it's kind of easier. And then another thing to do is actually pay attention to the teacher, because sometimes there's some really fun things to learn, like in your favorite classes, like you can be doing something really fun with like this really good book that you're supposed to be like reading with a class, and you're just kind of like zoning out of it and thinking about lunch because you're really hungry. But it's also it might be fun if you actually try and listen. And if you think that it's going to be fun, you'll probably have an attitude that you might actually do better because you're focusing on it. Yeah. And then another way is to kind of try like your very best at everything, and not just like if you have this like thing you're supposed to fill out in like tech, don't just write, what's your name? I'm Callie. How old are you? 12. What's your favorite color? Pink. I think it's best if you are going to do something, then you should at least try your hardest at it and put a lot of effort into it. Because if you're just going to do whatever, Callie, then it'll probably be more boring. Because I know, like, when I have, like, writing assignments, everyone's like, A, yes, the war, I don't know, a book. And I really like to, like, write a lot. And everyone's like, why do you write so much? And I think it's better to write more than to, like, write nothing at all except, like, a few words. Because chances are you'll probably get a better grade if you try harder. And also, they're really important things that the teacher or whoever has you do. And if you're going to do it, like, at all, why do it if you're just going to put, like, few words and not even put any effort into it? So I think it's definitely important that you try your hardest at these kind of things, because why even do it if you're not? So I know I met a lot of new friends at this school, like, a lot. I'm excited. Everyone's so nice. Okay. And But then again, it's only the beginning of the year. I never know what's going to happen. But some things that I know a lot of people have to work on is balancing both school and friends. So you have a lot of time to talk to your friends and hang out with them. But you also have to focus on your school stuff. And I think you can do that by always doing your homework first. So then you'll have a bunch of extra time to hang out with your friends or text them or call them and stuff. Because you'll have, if you wait, then you'll have to say, oh, I gotta go do homework, sorry. So I think it's better to do homework and school stuff before friends, because then you'll have more time for your friends. Okay, so let's take a break. I'm Callie, and you're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, welcome back to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. I'm Callie. And let's continue my conversation on, like, back-to-school stuff, yeah. And so this is my guest today. Her name is Catherine Pusateri, but I call her Katie because she's Katie. And she does, like, idols with me and stuff, and she's an amazing singer, and she's so nice. Well, so how are you, Katie?
I'm good. How are you?
I am awesome. So I know we did idols together, and we got, like, Bondi over that. I don't even know if Bondi is a word, but it is now. And so... How long have you been singing?
Really, since I could talk.
That is amazing.
I've done a lot of singing things throughout my life, mm-hmm. like a national anthem since I was in first grade, and gigs and Peoria Idol, we are in.
Congratulations on winning first place in your age division in that,
thank
too.
You.
Yeah, well deserved.
Thank you.
So, why is singing one of your passions? Why do you love it?
It's really a way that I can connect with things, and it makes me really happy. And
yeah, that's always the most important thing. Like, as long as it makes you happy and it's what you love to do, I mm-hmm. think it's perfect for you. So who inspires you in life and why?
That's a hard question. My parents... just because they've been there always for me, which I'm very grateful for. A lot of artists, like Carrie Underwood, she inspired me to start singing country music, and also Hunter Hayes and One Direction, just because
they're both Hunter Hayes started, and One Direction. Yeah.
They both started from the very bottom of the industry, and they're huge today, and they worked really hard, and they've stayed themselves throughout it all. And then also one of my family friends, she passed away actually today, 3 years ago. So she was really strong. She was sick for a really long time, and she stayed strong. She never complained once about it, so she
that's so wonderful. Well, rest in peace to her on this day, of course. Yeah, that's sad, but it's okay. that's so awesome. Okay, so what is your bullying story? Can you tell me about it a little bit?
Well, I never really got bullied in elementary school. And then seventh grade, everybody's getting older and they're starting to become popular and all that kind of stuff. And then last year in eighth grade, there was this boy. And I kind of had a little bit of a crush on him, I won't lie. And then my friends were talking about me to him, and he had seen me before, and he's just started saying these really nasty, hurtful things to me. And usually I wouldn't care all too much about it, but just because it was from him and I liked him and all that stuff, it really got to me, and I found myself crying sometimes because of it, because I would look in the mirror and I would think of the things that he said to me, that I'm too skinny or I'm ugly and stuff like that, and it really got to me. But after a lot of just thinking about it and talking to people, I really got over it, and he doesn't really mean anything.
Exactly. So. You know what? Those kind of people just aren't worth your time, because you're too good for those kind of people that say that kind of thing. It's totally not worth it. And now that you're in high school, has it gotten, like, better or worse, or, like, just stayed mediocre?
You know, So I'm not really into high school yet. I don't really know. So far, nothing terrible has come up. No bullying really has come up. Him and I are actually on good terms now. He apologized. And so we're on speaking terms, but I don't really talk to him all that much. But mm-hmm. There's not much conflict that happens.
Is there like a group of mean girls that kind of just treat other people and you mean, or?
Yes, there is a few. Not a few, actually. There's just, I'm not explaining it.
It is kind of hard to explain. There's like one girl who's like the leader of all of it, yes. And then her friends will just go out mm-hmm. and like, it's scary.
There's a few girls. They are the talk of the school in a bad way. Really,
yeah.
Because they're the attention-seeking ones that put people down.
And exactly. So, have they put you down yet, or?
Yes, actually, one of them has, because I got into a few conflicts with her and her brother, and she started saying rude things to me. But honestly, I could care less.
You know what? Exactly. That's so cool that you're just so like whatever about it, because you're just. I don't know. It's just hard to explain, but you're just very, like, you're strong through it, and you understand that what they're doing is wrong, and one day they're going to understand that.
Yeah.
And through it, you just have to, like know that they're in the wrong and you're in the right, and one day they'll understand it, and they're going to feel really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So what can you do to stop bullying? Like, if you saw your friend getting bullied, or, like, if you're bullying, what would you do?
I would say just not to think about it too much, and to think about and to remember that it's only a little bump and it could be a lot worse, but it's gonna pass, and when you're older, it's really not gonna be important.
Exactly. So what do you say when you see bullying? Do you like stand up for them, or do you maybe later say, hey, what happened? Are you okay? Or something else?
There's actually been a few instances that I'm the kind of person that steps in and will call out the person that's bullying and say, you know, that's not cool. Don't do it. It's just making you look like a jerk.
Yeah. Have there ever been times where you've said that kind of thing, but they have maybe, like, said something back to you, or they've, like, tried to go against what you were saying?
No, because I think that usually people don't really stand up for it, and then when somebody does, they're surprised and they're like, oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I realize what I'm doing wrong. So
that's so cool that you do that. So on a little bit of a lighter note, what are some of your hobbies that you like to do other than singing?
Well, I like to horseback ride. I actually do team pinning and sorting, which is chasing cows and stuff like that. And
that's so cool.
Golf. I love to golf. I'm not the best at it.
It's okay, as long as you like to do it.
And I love doing it. It's great. I do it with my dad, my cousins, my aunt. So I shoot guns, competitive shooting. Not real guns, but I was in Junior Olympics and Grand Canyon championships and stuff like that for shooting.
That's impressive.
So
yeah, you've told me before that you were like one of the highest in like the group of things mm-hmm. with one of your cousins.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. I don't remember which. I think it was the Grand Canyon one. But I've done shooting for about 3 years now. I went to a camp and I just learned how to do all of it and stuff like that. And I ended up being one of the most... I don't know how to explain this.
it's okay. The most, like, one of the top ones, most advanced.
Not the top, but what is the word I'm looking for? I excelled.
Exceeded?
Yeah. And thank you. And improved. That's the
improved.
Word I'm looking for. I was one of the fastest improvers. So,
that's so cool.
That happened, and then I started shooting with pistols and stuff like that. And then ever since then, I was on their competition team with just a few of us on it, and I had been doing a lot of the competitions over the summer and during the week and stuff like that. So
That's so cool. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
So why are you a Supergirl? What makes you a Supergirl? Like, what do you do that makes you a Supergirl, Katie?
I just try to be positive, and I try to be helpful. I don't know. I think of myself as a very helpful person, I guess. Not to think about myself, but yeah, I try to help whenever it's needed. I like to relate to people, and I can relate to people in lots of things that they're going through, hard things. Mm-hmm. So I've been through a lot in my life, and I really like to give advice and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's so good because, you know, it's happening to you, and it's so good that you understand it. And since you see other people do it, it's so good that you like to help them and stuff. That's mm-hmm. so good. So what is your power word? I will tell you what a power word is.
Okay.
I ask this to every guest. So a power word is like, it's an adjective that describes you, like happy, fun, strong, adventurous, fearless. What word describes you the most?
That's a very hard question. I don't know. There's so many adjectives.
You said helpful, right?
Yes.
You're very helpful because you like to help others. That's actually a really good power word because, like, I know, like, sometimes I think about myself too much and I don't like helping other people, but I've worked on that much more because it's so much, it's like, I would know I want someone to help me in any kind of situation. So it's so good that you already like that and you don't even have to try. So what message would you give girls our age getting bullied?
I would say that just to not think about it and to really become stronger from it and to build up confidence and stuff like that from it. And I don't know.
Exactly how I love your attitude about it. It's just so carefree and whatever. I think that's how most girls should be. Cause when you think about it, it's harder a little bit. So yeah. Thank you so much for being on. You were such
a
fun guest.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So let's take a break. I'm Callie and you're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. We'll be right back.
To do. Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be. Listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, welcome back to the program, Supergirl Guide, the radio show. I'm Callie, and today we're talking about back to school. So these are questions from the Sievers and Sisters Supergirl Guide to Respect, and you can buy this on www.sieversandsisters.org, and I think they have it on Amazon too. So yeah, the first question there is what is your current favorite song? Currently, my favorite song is by the Glee Cast, because I really love that show and it's really inspiring. It's called Loser Like Me, and I like it because it's encouraging and it's saying that even though a bunch of people bully them and say all these mean things and call them all these really mean names, that they all want to be singers exactly like me, and they're bullied and people like slushy them like in the face, even though slushies are too good for faces, because I would drink the slushy instead of pouring in someone's face, honestly, because slushies are really good. So the next question from the Severs and Sisters Supergirl Guide to Respect is, who do you sit with at lunch? Are they kind to you? Are you kind to them? Why is it important to be kind? Oh, my voice just cracked. I don't know why. So basically in third period, we kind of go to lunch together. Like that teacher, which happens to be my English teacher, she brings us to lunch. And for the first few days, it was like assigned seating. Like we had to sit with that period. But now it's kind of open. I sit with a bunch of different people at lunch. Like there's never just one group I like hang out with. Like there can be like a bunch of random people. But sometimes I stick to like some of my friends that I know, but like closer than the others. But most of the time it's a bunch of random people. And I think that's better because I can get to know more people and just instead of just like keeping to one like group or something. And yes, they're definitely kind to me. They're all really, really nice, which is really surprising because I thought everyone would be like, eh, a new girl, scary. But they're all really nice to me and welcoming. And yes, I definitely always try to be really kind to them and because they're so nice to me and stuff. So I think it's really important to be kind to people because really, you never know who they're going to be. As I've said this like thousands of times, they can be like the nicest person you'll ever meet, and you would have been so proud that you said hi to them because they turned out to be your best friend. And I know I did this like in the theater group I'm in because like I didn't really know anyone because this is my first musical. So I'm like, hi. And the guy I said hi to turned out to be like my best guy friend in theater. So it was really fun. But sometimes you kind of, it's really hard to be kind because they can be really mean to you. But the thing is, it's not really their fault that they're being mean. Maybe there's something going on at home or other people are being mean to them. And even though they're being like really mean to you, it's still like, you don't have to be their best friend whatsoever. I wouldn't be best friends with someone that's mean to me. But you should at least treat them with respect and be civil. You don't have to be like, oh my gosh, hi, how's your day? You just can be like, hello, or nod at them in the hall. And if they just abuse that you're doing that, just kind of try to ignore them and don't like be really mean to them. But also don't like go out of your way to be kind, because honestly they're just not going to respect that you're trying. So you kind of got to try to be kind, but if it doesn't work, just try to push yourself out of that situation, because it could get like really like awkward. Because I know one of my friends, she said there was this girl that was being extremely mean to her, like said a bunch of threats and called her all these mean names. And for a while, she was being nice to her. But then she just started being downright mean back and said all the exact same things. And I told her, hey, that's really mean. You got to stop that. And she's like, well, she did it to me. And I kind of like talked to her a little bit. I'm like, well, you know, it's kind of bullying back if you're doing the same thing to her. So I just try to avoid her. So after that, she did, and it got better. Even though the girl kept like saying stuff, she kind of tried to stay away from her, and it got much better. So if I see someone sitting alone at lunch, as long as they're at the same table, because there's this rule where you can't change tables after you sit down. So I couldn't like pick someone from a different table. But as long as someone was sitting at the same table as me, I could say, hey, do you want to come down here with us and stuff? So yeah, because sometimes maybe you've never seen them sitting alone and you think, oh, they have so many friends. But maybe they're fighting with their friends, or maybe their friend's like sick or something, or like one of their friends is being really mean to them, then maybe you should just kind of try and invite them into your conversation. Like if you're talking about, I don't know, TV, ask that, like with your friends, if you're talking about a TV show, ask, hey, what's your favorite TV show, blah, blah. But you could just add them into the conversation and make them feel like they're included, because then maybe they could talk about more things with you and your friends and stuff, and maybe that person would be a really good friend. So you should always include them if they're sitting alone, because you never know what happened that day. So again, you're listening to Supergirl Guide the Radio Show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Callie, and let's continue my conversation about back to school. So the next question is, what can you do if someone is being mean to someone else? Well, I see this a whole bunch. I know but people are mean to me and stuff, but it also happens to a bunch of other kids in my grade. I remember last year it happened so much where I saw so much drama and so many people calling others names and stuff. And I think the very first thing you should do is definitely try to either take them out of the situation, like say, hey, do you want to come like walk over here with me? Or like, hey, do you want to go talk about, I don't know, this book that we both read? Or you should definitely try to get them out of the conversation. And if it's like in class, you obviously can't just like, see ya, like walk out of the class. But just stand up for them if you can't like move or like get them away from it. Stand up and say like, hey, that's really mean. And I don't think that's true. I think she's awesome. Because she probably is. And you should definitely stand up for them, because you have to think about, what if that was happening to you and you were really scared to stand up to this person because they had like so much power and it was really scary. And you would definitely want someone to come over and like say, hey, stop. So you should definitely, if you see anyone, like it might be your best friend like making fun of someone. And most of the time I've noticed if someone's friends with someone, they'll just laugh along and say, yeah. But if it's your friend, definitely talk to your friend, because you probably have a lot of, like, you can probably get her to do something and get her to, like, agree with you. And definitely tell the person who is being bullied that that's not true. And try to be as kind to them as possible, because it really is really, like, a really sad situation when you're, like, someone's just saying things that are really offensive to you in front of a bunch of other people. So you got to think about, what if that was you? Because I know I would definitely want someone to come and say that, like, and say someone for them to stop to me. So, yeah. The next question is, as school president, how could you help others get along and have less bullying? Well, what I would probably do is, if I was, like, school president or something, I don't know. Actually, there is an election for student council representative this week, and no one really knows me because I'm like the new girl. No one really knows how I am. Like, I could be this crazy, crazy, crazy person that was like really unorganized, and they wouldn't want to pick that, so they didn't really know who I was, so they actually didn't pick me. But I really want to be in student council, so I want to write a letter to the student council teacher asking if I can join, because I really like student council. But anyways, if I was president, I would definitely I would kind of watch what happens at like recess or at lunch or even in class when they're doing like group activities maybe, or like talking to each other. I would kind of watch around and like see if anyone says anything. I should definitely stand up for them, because definitely a school president, they'd be like, oh, I'm scared. Because definitely that does have so much power, and I would definitely do that if I was school president. So the next question is, do you get frustrated at school a lot? Do you feel like you aren't able to meet expectations? I get frustrated when I like miss a few questions and stuff, because I always want it to be really good, because a few questions can actually affect your grade, so it really scares me. I don't feel like I'm not able to meet it. Like, I always try my hardest, and I always listen in class and stuff, and I've never got lower than like a C, so that's really good. But I really do feel like I'm able to meet it, but I do get frustrated. Like, I know that when there's really tough math stuff in class, it really bugs me if I can't understand it or can't get it right, because then I'll want to keep trying and trying to do it, and that kind of frustrates me. But not much about my grades, because I always try my hardest with my grades and stuff. So let's take a break. I'm Callie, and you're listening to the Supergirl Guide, the radio show. We'll be right back.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference.
You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, welcome back to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. I'm Callie, and let's continue our conversation about back to school. So these are questions from girls around the valley. And the first question is, what are some ways I can be more confident? I said you can definitely be way more confident if you focus on the things that you're good at or you really like to do. Like, I know when I'm feeling like kind of down and like not so confident, what I really like to do, I like to be on stage and I like to sing. So if I can't, like, don't have an opportunity to be on stage, because I know it, like, on Wednesdays there's a music store that has open mic, so I can do that. Or if it's not, like, a Wednesday or, like, it's far away from Wednesday, I can just pull out my guitar and sing. So if there's something you really like to do or you're really good at, then you should definitely do it, because it'll probably boost up your confidence if you know you're good at it or if you know it's what makes you happy. So the next question is, who do you go to when a bullying situation occurs? Well, what I would do is I always go to my mom, because she always has really good answers and she kind of helps, because she doesn't say things like, well, beat her up. She says things like, well, maybe you should stay away from her. Maybe you should ask her about this, or what do you know about her? Maybe she's like in like an awkward situation and like with other friends. And she just gives very, very good advice when it comes to like bullying and friends and stuff. Other people you can go to are like your school guidance counselor, or maybe a friend's parent, or maybe even a teacher that you trust, because a school guidance counselor always has really good like ideas about it. Like, you can tell them what's happening, and if it's really bad, they can actually call the other person that's been bullying you in. And it's really good because you have some time to talk it out and stuff, and not just like try to fight it on your own. You can just sit down and kind of talk about what's been happening and what you want to stop and stuff. And then, like, if you go to a teacher, they can definitely report it to like the principal or a school guidance counselor. Or if you go to like a friend's like mom or like adult you know, they can probably also help you just like your mom or dad could. So that's what I think are like the main people that would be really good to go to when that kind of thing happens. So a next question I have is, what do you do when you're sad? Well, usually in class this year, our first English assignment was to write a speech about yourself and why you're unique. After your speech, all the other kids in class would have to write like a little note that's positive about your speech or about you that's really entertaining and stuff. So, like, I got like a bunch, about 30, like little notes of encouragement, like saying, you're a really good singer, because I showed like a video of me singing, or that's so cool that you have a radio show, or you have really good eye contact. And every time I'm sad, I actually put all of those comments up on my wall by my bed, and whenever I'm sad, I kind of read through them, and it kind of makes me more happy and stuff and like appreciative about what they said about me. And it's just really nice that they didn't like say something stupid, because I know like a bunch of people got like random joke ones that said frog or like pizza ice cream, but a lot of people, I didn't get any of those, and it was really nice that they actually took their time and put thought into what they said. So that always makes me happy when I'm sad. The next question that I have is, how do you feel about drama at school? Oh, I really do not like drama. It really, really bugs me because most of it's over kind of dumb stuff. But some of it's like really important. Like if someone said something really mean to you and you're saying, hey, that's really not nice. And then they just keep on going and saying, well, that's really annoying. But when it's over kind of dumb little things, that's probably worse. Like, what? You said that? Or wait, no, I didn't say that. No, I promise you I didn't say that. Someone just said, no, you did. I know you did. And like, it's pretty crazy and stuff. Yeah. So it's kind of gets annoying because it happens a lot with the girls because they're like, I don't know. They're just like, I don't know. Girls sometimes are like that. I don't know. They just like drama. I don't like drama. But like, I know it's already started and it was the second week of school when this started. And one of my friends, another girl said something really mean to her, and the other girl wouldn't stop, and my friend actually said, hey, that's really mean, I appreciate if you stop, thank you. And they didn't stop at all, and they just kind of kept going on what they were saying, like really mean stuff, and then it just kind of got crazy, because my friend kept saying, you really, really need to stop. That's making my feelings, like, really hurt. And the other girl was like, good. Well, more. And I'm like, it's the second week of school, guys. Just saying. And they just kind of kept on going. And then it's over, like, dumb stuff. Like, I know that was my seat, and you're sitting there. What? No. Move. And then they get into like this big fight, and it really, really bugs me. And then also a bunch of people like think like drama, that's a girl thing, but some of the guys are actually into it too. Like they play like football. I don't know how they do that in this heat. I mean, it's Arizona, guys. We're like, it's hot. I just sit down and I already start sweating outside. But they, for some weird odd reason, they play sweaty football in the like 100 degree heat. They do it. I really don't know why, but they just do. And like if one person, like their team won, or like if one person did like a certain move, they like get into this big fight about it. And still during class, I hear, you know that he was in the right in that situation. I'm like, so I shouldn't play football. But it's just really bugs me that they do that kind of stuff. And drama just really stresses me out because most of it is unnecessary. And it just really bugs me. So another question is, there's a girl in my math class cheating off my papers. I don't want to tell on her because she's my friend. What should I do? Well, I think you should definitely talk to her about it. Maybe you should say, hey, were you looking at my papers? And if she says no, say, well, if you'd like some help, I could definitely show you how to do this. I'm actually really good at this. And it'd be so fun if you could just come over to my house. We could have like a pizza party or something. And like, then we could work on this and I'll show you how to do it. And we could help each other with homework. Or if she says yes, then do the exact same thing. Say, well, I know I'm pretty good at this, so I could show you how to do it. Because you should definitely tell her that cheating really never wins, because eventually either the teacher would find out about it or you would. And if the teacher found out, you'd probably get in a huge amount of trouble, and you'd probably get a 0 instead of like 100. So that would be really bad. So I think you should definitely tell her that you kind of know it's happening and you want to help her and help her understand the topic in school and stuff. So that's what I really think you should do, because I know in like maybe 3rd or 4th grade, there's this guy that sat next to me and he cheated off every single thing I did. It was crazy. And then I said, "What? Wait, I kind of know you're cheating off my papers." He's like, no, I'm not. And he kept on denying it. And then the teacher actually kind of, because I got like a bunch wrong on one of my, I think it was science tests. And I missed about like maybe 9 or 10. And that was really bad. And I redid it because it was really bad. But he missed 9 or 10. Every single one that I missed, he put the exact same thing that was wrong. I didn't do this on purpose, but like that would have been kind of funny, but I would feel bad too. But then he kind of said, yeah, I was kind of looking at like Callie's paper, so it's kind of her fault. And that's what he said. And I'm like, Says the one cheating off of my papers. All right. Because I think you should definitely talk to them before you talk to the teacher. Because even if it's someone you really don't like, and you just say, like, it'd be so powerful if you went up to the teacher and say, she's cheating off my papers. Oh, yes. It'd be better to talk to them so you could help them understand it instead of just having them kind of cheat. So another question is, my sister is a senior and we fight a lot. Whenever I'm mad at her, I yell things like, I can't wait till you leave. Now she's leaving soon. What do I do? I said you should definitely tell her that you don't mean those kind of things that you say. And you should just always tell her that you're going to miss her so much and you can't wait till she'll visit. And just try to do things where you get closer and closer to her and do like fun things and hang out with her a lot. And make sure you tell her that you only say those kind of things because you're upset with her and you never really mean it. So thanks so much for joining us. You've been listening to Supergirl Guide the Radio Show. I'm Callie, and this show is produced by KidStar for the Voice America Kids Radio Network. Thanks for listening, and we will be with you again next week.
Thanks for listening in on our great conversation this week. Please tune in to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. We're here every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. From our Supergirls to you, have a super week.
Your feet. The ship we're on weighed anchor long ago. It's up to you and I to keep it sailing sweet. Saw a red sunrise this morning. The view from in the crow's nest wasn't good. Time for sailors to take warning. The storm on the horizon says we should. Receiving a call from the mothership. Da-da-da-da. Sending a signal, it's decoded. Da-da-da-da. Three dots and dashes can save our ship. Da-da-da-da. We're all aboard, so let's answer it. Da-da-da-da. On our journey through the Milky Way, we weather storms of carelessness and greed. Keep your sea legs and your bearings. All will capsize on this black and starry sea. With the North Star as our compass, sailing round the warm and shiny sun. We can't afford to go overboard. It's our vessel and our lifeboat all in one. Receiving a call from the mothership. Da-da-da-da. Sending a signal is decoded. Di-di-di-da-da-da. Three dots and dashes can save our ship. Di-di-di-da-da-da. We're all aboard, so let's answer it. Di-di-di-da-da-da. Signal is decoded. Di-di-di-da-da-da. Three dots and dashes can save our ship. Di-di-di-da-da-da. We're all aboard, so let's answer it. Di-di-di-da-da-da. Di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-
da-da-da-da-da.